Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning into the podcast. Hey, I hope this podcast inspires, encourages you, uplifts you, motivates you, and yes, challenges you to some degree, and it jumpstarts your day. Hey, I want to ask you a question. Are you stuck back there? I'm sure when I say that, you probably go back to something that you're still stuck in. Are you stuck back there? Are you stuck in that old addiction? Are you stuck in that old way of life? Are you stuck in that old job? Are you stuck in that old relationship? Are you just stuck? Are you stuck back there? I love the passages in the Bible where that say that God is doing a new thing in our lives. That if we would open up our eyes, we would see, and if we would seek after God, He would give us the desires of our heart. If we would delight ourselves in the Lord, He would give us the desires of our heart. But many of us get stuck in a routine or stuck in a habit or stuck in a bad relationship, and we just stay there. We get stuck in bad thinking. How many of you know you could be stuck back there just by the way you think? You just think that you can't do something. You just think that you're not going to move ahead. You just think that you're not going to be able to buy a house because the state is so expensive. Or you just think that you're not going to amount to all that God wants you to be. God says all things are possible. All things are possible with God. There's nothing that's impossible with God. The Bible also says that you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. But we get stuck. We get stuck. And we're so afraid when we're stuck, because sometimes when we're stuck, we're comfortable. Sometimes when we're stuck, we're complacent. Sometimes when we're stuck, we think we deserve it. But guess what? Jesus wants you to step out of mediocrity. He wants you to step out of the same old, same old. He wants you to be a kingdom shaker. He wants you to step into all that God has for you. He wants you to stop dwelling on the past and staying in the past and thinking about the past and relying on your complacent, comfortable way of living to dictate your future. Are you stuck? And I think the more important question would be, is if you're stuck, do you have the faith to step out of that situation? If you're in a bad relationship, and I'm not talking to you married folks that just are looking for a way to get a divorce. I'm talking if you're in a bad, abusive relationship and you're stuck in it and you're afraid, I want to encourage you to get out. I want to encourage you to call someone and get help and get out. If you're stuck in addiction, I want to encourage you to call somebody. Get help and get out. But I think most of us are stuck in the way that we think. I think we're stuck in the fact that we don't think we're going to amount to anything, or that we can't possibly take the next step to the next level, because we're so used to being at this level that it's gotten comfortable. And that if we take a step out in faith, my goodness, I could fail. My goodness, I could look like an idiot. And so we get stuck. We get stuck in a place that we don't necessarily want to be, but most of the time we don't even really know it. People are continually telling us what we can and cannot do. What are you going to believe? What are you going to believe for yourself? Are you going to continue to stay stuck back there? Are you going to continue to stay stuck in the fact that you're never going to change your financial situation? Are you going to continue to stay stuck in religion instead of a relationship? Are you going to continue to stay stuck and worry about what people think of you? Because let me tell you, if you're worried about what people think, you're going to stay stuck forever. There is freedom in not caring what anybody thinks. There is freedom when you try, or when you want, I should say, to please an audience of one, and that audience of one is God. When you don't care about impressing anybody else, you're not worried about staying stuck in what people think of you. Some people think I've stayed stuck, honestly, because I've had the same job for 36 years. I work on Jeopardy. I've worked on Jeopardy for 36 years. I've worked on Wheel of Fortune for 26 years. And I've worked on The Voice now, I think, for 5 or 6 years. I'm not really sure about that. But let me assure you that I'm not stuck when I talk about those shows. There's no way that I'm stuck, because it gives me so much freedom to do other things. So much freedom to pursue other ministry avenues. So many other opportunities that I could step away and do these other things, because Jeopardy, Wheel, and The Voice tape on certain days and certain times of the month, and it gives me a lot of free time. Now, I could stay stuck in free time, trust me, I could stay stuck and ineffective with my free time, but there's a lot of other things that I'm doing in my private life. Outside of Wheel, Jeopardy, and The Voice, I'm doing a lot of different things with my private time. I want to get closer to God. I want to be a great witness for the Lord. I want to tell people the good news of Jesus without being spooky or weird, because how many of you know you can get stuck back there being a weird Christian? And when I mean a weird Christian, you know those weird Christians that are spooky when they talk about Jesus. They're spooky and they're not realistic. You know that something is just not right when they talk to you about Jesus. We all get stuck back there in certain areas of our lives. I want to encourage you to find what that area or those areas are in your life and step out of the boat in faith. Stop staying, that's a tongue twister. Stop staying stuck. Stop staying stuck back in the past. You have too much to offer. Oh, you may not think you do, and guess what? That's the enemy talking to you. You may not believe that you're going to amount to anything. You may be a single mother thinking that you're nothing but a failure, but let me assure you, that's a stuck back there way of thinking. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You are a child of the King. We have to change our way of thinking so we don't stay stuck. Now, you may not be stuck today. You may have broken free from so many different things and God has set you free, but guess what? There is always a possibility that you could get stuck down the road. This is why it's so imperative that we open the Bible and read God's word and meditate on it and allow Him to speak to us and allow Him to change us and mold us and renew our hearts and minds. Because quite honestly, if I was to depend on myself, I would be stuck at Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and The Voice. And when I say stuck, it means I'm not ungrateful for working with those shows, but it means that I wouldn't have anything else other than those shows, and those shows would be my identity. And trust me when I tell you, those shows are not my identity. Being a cameraman is not my identity. Being a worship leader and a singer and a songwriter is not my identity. Being a producer, if you want to call it, is not my identity. Being a father is not my identity. They're parts of me, but my identity is centered and founded on Jesus Christ. My foundation is being a Christian. I know whose I am. And trust me when I tell you, when you know whose you are, everything changes. It's hard to stay stuck when you hear from God. And I'm not saying I've got it mastered, but I got to tell you, that word speaks to me all the time. That word speaks to me and it will speak to you. His word will change your life if you allow it to. A lot of people say, funny, I don't ever hear from God. They'll also say, God is silent. I never hear from Him. And I say, that's because your Bible is closed. And I'd say probably 98%, 99% of the time, that's true. Because I'll tell you what, if you open up God's Word, He will talk to you. and he will pull you out of that mud. He will pull you out from that place that you're stuck in. But it's going to take you to do a self-inventory. It's going to take you to have faith that moves mountains. It's going to take you to speak life instead of death. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat its fruit. We have to change the way we think so we don't stay stuck back there. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.